This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars.com is our guest with a big exclusive report on InfoWars.com. They're spying on the entire Trump inner circle, twisting the information, giving it to the media. It's all coming out. The Democrats have committed something, I mean, thousands of times conservatively, bigger than Watergate. So, Dr. Corsi, where does all this go now?
Well, I think, first of all, Alex, it makes it clear that the Democrats have been lying when they said that, you know, Obama had not been electronic surveillance or having wiretapping on the Trump campaign. It's clear that it was done very broadly, and the information was shared very broadly across the administration, including to the White House. I mean, it's shocking that if this information came to the White House and President Obama didn't order it, why didn't President Obama say, stop it? We can't be, you know, having electronic surveillance on a presidential candidate or a president-elect. So obviously,
well, under law, of course he ordered it, but he's responsible whether he, quote, knew or not. And Rice and all of them have been caught lying. So where do you think this is going, and what should we do about it?
Well, I think it's going into a major crisis in terms of the finally when we get some of these intel committees meeting. I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to stonewall this. I also think Trump's been very effective in defusing the whole Russian collusion narrative, the Democrats. I mean, if Trump's sending missiles into Syria, he's not exactly engaging in a bromance with Putin. And the whole narrative the Democrats have looks lying and silly. I mean, what's apparent is the Democrats concocted this whole Russian collusion in order to be able to have wiretapping electronic surveillance on top Trump campaign officials, including Manafort and Roger Stone. And then they tried to turn it around and say, well, Roger Stone and Manafort were colluding with the Russians. It was absolutely silly. And everyone who's looked at the intelligence about Russian collusion has said there's nothing there.
That's now been admitted. So where do they go? We've got Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee in the House, refusing to recuse himself when he's out there blabbering that he has intelligence 100 times what Nunes has done. Nunes recuses himself so the Ethics Committee can clear him. But Schiff just runs around like a maniac. The Democrats act like they're the party in power when they're not. They're a party that got its ass kicked at the states, at the legislators. We have a trifecta in government. Trump needs to prosecute these people. They're the ones that are enemies of the Republic.
And it looks to me, I mean, this is clear with the leaks and everything. There's been crimes committed. So after the congressional investigations, we ought to have referrals into the Department of Justice for a grand jury. And it looks to me like Trump, in his interview with Maria Bartiromo,
calling her guilty Hillary. In fact, let's play that next segment. Guilty Hillary, that's big.
And saying that the only reason she's not going through trial is because of Comey. Well, that sure sounds like Trump is getting ready to clean house.
No, he needs to sack Comey if he's got any instincts.
And it's the same with Arpaio. We've got.
And by the way, let's just say from Machiavellian view, I don't like being Machiavelli, but he hit that site. Nobody died. And then now he can move against all the enemies of the country. And he's got, the Chinese are now, you know, getting in line and not trying to start World War III. I mean, I got to say it, Trump really is impressing me right now. And I hate to be a Machiavelli supporter. I'm not. I'm just really, he knows what he's doing.
And I said from the beginning, I mean, knowing Donald Trump, I said from the beginning, Trump has no intention of putting troops into Syria. He's not putting troops into Korea. He wants a strong military. So that the world,
you know, we
knows.
Got Stefan Molyneux coming up, but he'll be cool to hold 5 minutes. I want you to be able to finish on the fact that you've been pointing out since day one, before he even struck, what Trump would probably do. I know that's just because you've studied this. We all obviously have our sources, some of the same ones, where we specifically laid out what his policy is, and now he's told the world. He just couldn't say it until, you know, after the strikes were done. So stay there, Dr. Corsi. We'll finish up with Arb. D.C. bureau chief. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Easter specials, some of the biggest of the year at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, and it's an act of resistance to fund this operation. Because you want us to fight? We are, but we're under attack. I mean, we're on the front lines.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
We're now into hour number two. I'm Alex Jones. You have found it, the InfoWar. This is a real attempt to restore the Republic and to have a new renaissance and to promote Christian values, not force them on people, but promote our Western system that is the apple of the world's eye. And we have Stefan Molyneux joining us in about 5 minutes, who's been having some great analysis and debates with folks. I'm going to go back to Dr. Corsi here for just a moment so he can finish up our D.C. bureau chief. We've now got our offices. We're setting all that up as we speak. He's back in New Jersey right now, about to fully move there. And we have this big breaking news, exclusive bombshell, Obama wiretapped Trump insiders. But the reason I held you over for listeners that just joined us is you got into the fact that you said last Wednesday when the gas attack, whoever was behind it, had happened, and a lot of it points towards a false flag, and Putin's come out and said that, so has Ron Paul and many others. It's just common sense, so is the British ambassador to Syria, or the former British ambassador. But regardless, I talked to two people on Sunday that talked to the president. I'll just leave it at that so it doesn't get too politicized. And the president, we have basically a transcript of what the article is, the headline that Trump has been standing up and saying no to the warmongers on a wider war in Syria and does not want a no-fly zone, but that they agreed to give up the chemicals, and it appears that they still have chemicals, so that's why he had a right to strike them. And Assad did make a deal with our military and the Russians know that. So we have that information. Now, you were able to come up with that before, I guess, any of us were able to talk to Trump, because you've known Trump for 40-plus years. Just briefly give us a breakdown or gestalt in 5 minutes of knowing what he's done with China, seeing what China's doing right now, sending back the Korean ships with massive amounts of coal, their only major export other than slave labor. China saying if North Korea starts a war, China will deal with it and will nuke them. They've had a bunch of wars with them, obviously. So North Korea is kind of like their China's Mexico. They have a long relationship, lots of wars, lots of problems, lots of crises. So what do you make geopolitically right now with the top search term being World War III and North Korea threatening to nuke our task force that's entering the South China Sea? Because I don't want war. You don't want war. But sometimes being an appeaser like Neville Chamberlain, as you know, gets you a war. Because you've got North Korea threatening to nuke Tokyo, threatening to nuke Seoul. They're completely out of control. So I see Trump being strong, at least in his message to North Korea. What do you think?
Well, Trump is very strong on this. I mean, I've watched him for years. There's always people saying, well, it's either going to be we're going to completely concede, we're going to be Neville Chamberlain, or we're going to go into a World War III. Trump has a third way of dealing with these things. He likes negotiating with labor unions. I mean, Trump means it. He's not going to put troops into Syria. He's not going to go into World War III. He might tell the labor unions in a negotiation, I'm tired of you. He might make a threat to them. But at the end of the negotiation, the unions shake hands with Trump and the workers go to work happily. What you're going to find is there's no bromance. I mean, between Putin and Trump, Trump sent missiles into Syria, warned the Russians, get out. Trump's going to be tough with Russia, and Tillerson over there right now is being tough with the Russians.
Well, just him bringing the coal back online, one of the few things Haley said that's true, has absolutely crippled the price of gas for the Russians. And he didn't do that to hurt Russia. He did that to give us cheaper energy to be more competitive. And then the Russia doesn't want us having a new fabulous military.
Well, see, what Trump wants, he's not going to end up loving Putin or China. He wants to work with both, but he wants to work with both from a position of strength, which is, we'll launch a missile attack. North Korea better worry that we'll send SEAL teams in there to assassinate this crazy dictator, or send missiles at their nuclear and other facilities. Trump will do that. He won't hesitate.
In fact, that's the word. Trump has assassination, decapitation. The word is they might even use bunker busters. I'm not giving out any secrets. So they're moving Kim Jong-un around quite a bit. I mean, he needs to go. His own regime needs to just get rid of him. He needs to be dealt with. He's an arrogant, crazy person, sending people around, nerve-gassing his brother. I mean, he's a real piece of work.
But see, what you're going to find is, at the end, Russia works with us and China works with us from a position of strength. And Trump is going to be tough.
And by the way, China's been very belligerent the last 8 years and grabbing the South China Sea. They're suddenly backing off. Well, what else do you think Trump said over those 3 days?
Well, I mean, Trump made it very clear that he wants to work with China, but he's not going to be pushed around. And he's sick of this North Korea. There's no solution. What was done by the Clinton administration and then Obama was they did nothing. They said, we're going to let them have it. North Korea have the nuclear weapons. Remember the whole framework agreement that Carter put together under the Clinton administration failed. And Obama did nothing. The North Korea was laughing at Obama. Well, not laughing anymore. They're realizing that Trump will take out their nuclear capacity, and he'll do it effectively and stop. That's what he wants to do. And by the way, next is Iran. It first was Syria. Now it's North Korea. As soon as this is done, Trump's going to move on Iran. Now, he doesn't want a war with Iran. He wants Russia to come in and say to Iran, we better put the leash back on you. The same with what China's
doing. And by the way, Eric Prince met to try to work on that, and they called that treason that he was trying to get Russia on our side with Iran. That's what you do for the nation. That's what the president does, is communicate with the Russians. Dr. Corsi, great job with your breaking news. I know you've got more breaking news coming to InfoWars.com. Some big stories you're working on. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
There he goes. We just got our offices. We're getting all set up there in D.C. and more. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour to cover the waterfront is Stefan Molyneux. And, of course, it really doesn't need any introduction to our audience, but to new listeners that tuned in. He has millions of viewers and listeners every week. And he's also a prolific researcher and writer and, of course, an entrepreneur. FreeDomainRadio.com is his site. We'll talk about censorship we see intensifying on Google, but also other platforms. We'll talk about the situation with war and Syria and Russia and, of course, the Korean Peninsula. We'll get into this witch hunt that's ongoing, that anybody that doesn't want war with Russia must be a Russian agent. They have The Economist today saying now that I'm basically an agent of Syria. And I guess Ron Paul is, and Rand Paul, because we all remember the chemical attacks where they got caught launching them. But see, I don't have a memory. No. It's not that that's admitted. It's that the Assad told me. Okay? That's in The Economist today. I'm called a useful idiot. Yes, I built one of the biggest independent media operations in the world, the biggest other than like Drudge, and I've got 70-plus employees, and we reach 45 million people a week conservatively, people that actually listen or watch. Yes, I'm just a complete useful idiot. I don't know anything. Just, you know, a bunch of my family was in different intelligence operations and everything else and just grew up around it all and everything else, but I just don't know anything. I'm this big, giant, useful idiot. So people reading The Economist, and again, I don't want to talk about myself, but they're making it all about Alex Jones so they can demonize me, take me out of context, then they can shut down everybody else. So we're hanging together. So we'll go into all these subjects with Stefan Molyneux, but know this, they're slowly strangling free speech and it's accelerating. And so we have to point out, hey, we told you Trump was going to come out and say he doesn't want a wider war and a no-fly zone. I told you that on Sunday and Monday. And gave you transcripts of what the president said. I said, oh, White House source, it's the president. Okay? The president. What the president says. And I'd rather have the information than have the media have these conniption fits. But of course the FBI says to Congress, I'm under surveillance. Not because I'm a Russian spy. Because they cannot stand the fact that the president talks to us and reads our website at night. So, there's an amazing amount of stuff to talk about. Stefan Molyneux is our guest. Really appreciate him joining us and coming on. Stefan, I don't know where to begin here, but this is just a crazy time to be alive.
It is a crazy and great time to be alive, Alex. The fact that they're coming after us, the fact that they're trying to demonetize people who are speaking out on YouTube, because YouTube is largely owned by people who are anti-useless wars, you know, anti-left and so on. You know, Facebook and other places seem to be a little bit more on the left, but we've kind of taken over on YouTube, which is why YouTube is being targeted now, so that people aren't able to speak up and speak their minds without fear of being demonetized, which is why they're always trying to target your source of income and discredit you at a personal level, rather than actually engage in your arguments. You know, it used to be known very well in civilized society that anyone who refused to engage in your argument, like someone who refused to hit the ball back in a tennis game, they lost by default, but unfortunately, people have become kind of propagandized, dumbed down, good job government schools. So now, these kinds of attack your source of income, attack your character, seem to have some traction, but I think we're going to win nonetheless.
Well, Stefan, when we come back, what do you want to get into first? Obviously, you've been not a big fan of these military strikes, and I see your perspective. I tend to lean your way, but now I'm seeing results out of what Trump did. That's almost scarier, because that'll encourage more of this aggressive stance.
I am perfectly willing to put the tomahawks in the rear view. You know, that was a one-time thing. It's a sort of, maybe it's a trial balloon from the deep state or the military-industrial complex. My concern, Alex, is another ground invasion in the Middle East. It's commitment to regime change in the Middle East, which has been tried so many times throughout history and fails every single time. And the reasons are pretty clear. You are dealing with a highly indoctrinated, fairly low IQ population. All the smart people left the Middle East decades ago to escape to the West, to escape to other places. You don't have the hard clay you need to build the foundations of some Jeffersonian democracy in the ruins and indoctrinated mess that is left over from centuries of foreign imperialism and domestic propaganda.
That's right. We have to build a wall around it, and then people that want to convert to the West matter what color they are and want freedom and prosperity, can come here. But if you want to come here and make us go under Sharia and come here and bully everybody and sue everybody that doesn't agree with Islam and pull all your infighting crap, sorry, we don't want to be a Stone Age death cult monotheistic thing where women are slaves. Right, Stefan?
I certainly would not want to live under that kind of law.
Absolutely, and they want to make us live under it, and it just ain't going to happen. We'll be right back with Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to play a bunch of clips and cover the waterfront in the next long 18-minute segment coming up. This is a short 6-minute segment. Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio is our guest. This is a breaking story confirming what Zero Hedge was linking to in the People's Daily yesterday. We'll cover more of the censorship in the next segment because that's key, folks. I know you know about it, but we're becoming conditioned to accept it. That's when they got us. We got to talk about a battle plan on that and more. But first, China warns North Korea amid massive troop buildup on the border. We will react strongly to nuclear threats, China says, and threatens to take nuclear action. Says they're not going to let the U.S. do it, which is exactly what Trump said. He said, listen, you're making most of your money off the U.S. and Japan. Knock it off, man. You have massive trade with South Korea, almost none with the North. Just chill out. Quit using it as some Cold War relic. See, Trump's a realist. So this is a big deal. We got North Korea's nuclear test reaching meltdown. That's supposedly going to happen on the birthday of the sick, you know, hereditary dictator grandfather, Kim Jong-un's grandfather. Stephen Molyneux, could there not be a better poster child of the ridiculousness of state worship than Kim Jong-un, this feckless, craven, demon-smiling, fat chipmunk, horrible little creature that, you know, kills his family with, you know, mortars for entertainment out on a grass lawn firing mortars at him a half mile away? I mean, he is literally the archetype of a spoiled demonic brat who was given his own planet, basically. I mean, the stuff of satire doesn't go far enough. And then I see the left in people thinking he's cute and funny and liking Mal bars in Denver. And what the hell? And people, you know, last week in D.C. were spitting on a small memorial for the victims of communism. What is going on here?
Well, people don't like, and the left doesn't like him as an example of the end game of communism, which is rancid, horrifying totalitarian dictatorships where people are regularly shipped off to camps where if you manage to escape the regime, of course, your family is dragged into these camps where people live and die underground in mines and die horribly of vitamin D deficiencies and other ailments and so on. It is a monstrous, hideous regime, and it was started, of course, with the support of Stalin at the end of the Second World War, after it had suffered under decades of occupation from Japan. So this is a country that results from significant military and ideological occupation by foreign powers. And so the left doesn't like it because it really shows up just what happens in the long run to central planning, to price controls, to communism and socialism and all of those toxic ideologies. So they have some sympathy for it because to hate it is, you know, like they hate Russia now, but they loved Russia under Stalin. They loved Russia when it was murderous. Now they hate Russia when it's largely Christian and nationalistic because it goes against the toxic internationalism of the left.
That's right. And, you know, it's so pitiful. I mean, it's great that you know history. I know a lot of the audience does, but I've studied it because it's so intriguing. I don't study history. I try to be impressive. North Korea has been enslaved for thousands of years. It's never had a free culture. And smart, you know, hardworking people who the Japanese used as slave labor and as coal miners to fuel themselves in World War II. China has used it, had a bunch of wars with them. And then look at the South, just 60 years of quasi-freedom, one of the richest countries in the world, incredible inventions. You know, the people are just worlds apart compared to the North. Just a total example of what a little bit of freedom does. And so we can look at North Koreans and laugh at them worshiping the tyrant, but they were born into this. You know, most of the population has their children taken at birth and put into commune, so there's not even family. Their mother and father, when they're not given love in their crib or anything, when they are given love, they're told, you know, that the dear leader gives you this love. When they're given food, Venezuela does this, they're told, you know, that the spirit of Hugo Chavez gives you this milk. I mean, it is the religion of the state. And the stupid leftists that think it's cute, sitting here in the wreck of what was freedom, have no idea the gates of hell they've opened.
Well, this is what people need to understand. And for people who are too young to remember, as you and I do, Alex, the difference between East and West Berlin in the divided Germany. Because this has happened a bunch of times before. It happened in Vietnam. It happened in Germany when the East and the West divide up a country, when communism and capitalism divide up a country. You know, South Korea has like twice the population of North Korea, but it has over 40 times the economic output of North Korea because they're free. And because it has all of this wealth, it seems hard to me to understand why they need 25,000 American troops sitting in there, you know, many decades after the end, or I guess there was never an official end of the Korean War. But this is the difference between socialism and central planning and totalitarianism versus a relatively free market. And I got to tell you, Alex, the Ring of Power is dangling itself in front of me in a very, very tempting way, because I can think of two successful regime changes in history. Brutal though they were, we're talking the liberation of Germany under the Nazis and the liberation of the Emperor's grip of the semi-death cult in Japan that occurred, of course, at the end of the Second World War. You had existing infrastructures decapitated. You had new infrastructures coming.
The only time that happened before was the Black Plague wiping out the elites as well. Let's come back and talk about that. Quite frankly, who needs to be wiped out is the elites. I'm not calling for violence, but Trump is a blue-collar elite who actually wants to have productivity. At least throughout history, want feudalism. Our guest will explain that when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Stefan Molyneux. I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour, and then we've got the Associated Press reporting on massive slave trafficking of children by the UN, and nothing being done. Of course, the media says there's no such thing as child trafficking, and you got Salon Magazine saying pedophilia is not a bad thing. So some really sick stuff going on by these people. We're going to be breaking all that down coming up. Don't forget freedomainradio.com for Stefan Molyneux's great work. Look, I'm going to boil this down to you, and I'm going to shoot you straight. I know I've done the right thing. I've always tried to tell the truth. I make mistakes sometimes. We correct when we do. But I really do care about humanity. I don't get off on seeing other people being brought down. We're going to talk about feudalism here in a moment. But you have to understand, these inbred elites, a lot of them have had their DNA checked. It's been proven that there are psychopathic tendencies in a lot of these royal houses, people that have inbred. You see a lot of that in Islam. I mean, look, there's folks in Appalachia inbreeding, and there are a lot of killers and stuff. You just need to stop doing it. We're not criticizing folks there in the Middle East. Just stop having, you know, stop marrying your sister. And we're facing a bunch of crazy people. And so I'm all stirred up and angry trying to do something about it, and I've got them coming after me because they think those of us that are nice and friendly are just going to roll over. We're not. And they've gone from laughing at us now to lying about us, demonizing us, trying to, you know, shut us down. Well, listen, we already have amazing products like the 40% off, and that sale is going to end in just a couple days on the ProPure Water Filtration Nomad System that's gravity-fed. I mean, at 120-something bucks, you just can't beat it. The leading competitor is like 300 for a similar unit that doesn't even filter as good. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. That special is going to end very, very soon. Beautiful stainless steel unit. Cuts out all the garbage, leaves in the good minerals, cuts out the fluoride, cuts out the there's just hundreds of chemicals even in the average well water. Glyphosate, you name it. You need to be filtering your water. If you don't care, at least filter your children's water. So much of the bottled water's not good. I drink some nice mineral waters and things that are great that are out of natural springs. The point is a lot of the stuff you buy is from the, you know, Houston tap water, and they just put it through a cheap carbon filter and just makes it taste good but doesn't cut out the real garbage. So, again, we have that filtration system. We've never offered 40% off on that, but that is a loss leader there. I think we make like 10 bucks or something. Also, we have Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. Nascent iodine is selling out fast. It's the cleanest, purest form out there. We have to get a DEA license to buy it from the oil companies. You can get it for 25% off while supplies last. Even though it sold out last week, we got a limited supply in, produced right here in the good old U.S. of A. We are quickly selling out of our remaining deep earth iodine supply at InfoWarsLife.com as we face the biggest threat to our supply in more than 4 years. Now is the chance to stock up on the essential supplement at a drastically reduced price. We found this deep earth source that nobody else had because we got our really clean kelp source, which is good and clean, but not as strong. So again, that's how we found this. Again, 25% off and help us get enough funding to try to place a new order of the deep earth iodine with a supplier. Actually, a gas company, less than an oil company. They're drilling for gas is where they get it. Since we were able to secure the most high-quality true iodine from a 99.999-plus deeper source more than 4 years ago, we have never faced a bigger threat to our supply. Our analysis say that we are being targeted by groups who want to cut off our funding and shut down InfoWars. I mean, we're being hit by every angle. They're clearly surveilling us. They've clearly got inside intel on how the operation works, and they are just like gremlins running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, it's a lot of fun, let me tell you. But again, a lot of people say, well, I better not fight the globalists. We're in a war. It's a 21st century economic war, info war. I am so proud that we're devastating them. But, I mean, it's just everything. It's just... It's like the Alamo, folks. I mean, I'm swinging a musket here in a minute. I mean, this is crazy. Or 300. I mean, that's the political level of this. Watson's had his monetization cut by 75% in 1 month. We're cut by like 60%. And again, they're just celebrating in the news. The Democrats, David Brock, oh, look, we're shutting them off. Oh, it's great. Soros, give us more money. Nazi collaborator, give us more money. We'll shut up that loudmouth American. But we're burning them down politically. We're talking to the president. We're breaking the big news. Our metrics are going straight up. So it's crazy. Everything they do, suddenly doors open, and then support happens. So I'm just praying to God every day. It's an amazing time to be alive. But you need these great products. Just like our info is game-changing, our products are game-changing. I didn't sell a water filtration system that was gravity-fed for 4 years because I couldn't find one that was up to specs that was good enough. We finally did. Now there's three companies we sell. They're apples and oranges. Different ones are better at this or that. ProPure is great. AlexaPure is great. The point is that, I mean, I treat you like I want to be treated. Not because it's beyond metaphysical. It's an ingrained thing, okay? And I'm not bragging. I'm some wonderful person. I was the type of guy when I was younger. I might go after your wife if you're not around. But if you boil this down, I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm not perfect. If you boil all this down, I just want to be treated like I want to be treated, and I'm going to treat you like that. So thank you all for the support. We have just a lot of big specials. We have Easter specials that are running through the weekend. We've got a whole bunch of specials that you can find out about, 25% off, 33% off, Rainforest, the list goes on and on. And we need your support today, now, more than ever. So thank you so much for all of your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support our local affiliates. Give them a donation. If you're a local business, become a sponsor. Whatever it takes, just support. We're growing. in the face of this, but like salmon going upstream, folks need to know we're in a serious battle. And take Stefan Molyneux, you know, going from reaching millions a week to tens of millions a week. It's good to know he's there with freedomainradio.com. I haven't asked him specifically about his monetization, but let's ask him now. You can follow him on Twitter at Stefan Molyneux. It looks like Molyneux with X. Well, the reason I'm making a big issue out of this is it's the Democrats. It's the UN. It's George Soros. It's in the WikiLeaks. By name, they say, arrest them as Russian spies. Shut off InfoWars. Shut off Breitbart. We're the main groups they're trying to shut off. The Federal Elections Commission says shut off Drudge. Everyone should be horrified. It's not like I'm up here saying, oh, I'm being censored. Oh, you know, give me more money. We're here with the main globalist force spending half their time on us, demonizing us, articles coming out every minute. And I'm talking every few minutes, sometimes thousands a day, Stefan. So when I bring this up, we are the issue. I don't want to be gonzo journalism. I want to talk about myself all day. We're in the center of this. This is happening. It's happening to you, I know, because I know anybody that's a libertarian or a patriot, some would call you a liberal. You know, the globalists call you a right-winger. It's all a load of crap. None of these definitions mean anything. I'm a super classical liberal, pro-freedom, live-and-let-live guy. It's crazy. The liberals are like, they have a religion of being neurotic weirdos, just like super right-wing Christians. And I'm just sick of their cult. I'm sick of Islam. I'm sick of all these groups trying to make me be in their cult. And then we're under attack. What do you think we should do? What have you gone through? How do I get it through the listeners? I know they're supporting, but they have to understand, if they can shut us down, folks, we'll be like China. It's over. They're going after the First Amendment nakedly and have the left celebrating. Yeah, yay. Shut Alex up. Arrest him. I mean, it's crazy, Stefan.
It is, and I hate to be annoying, I told you so, guys, to other people, but many, many years ago, I recognized the dangers of the waters I was treading into, and I made a very, very clear business plan around decentralizing my monetization, so I take donations directly from listeners at freedomainradio.com/donate, and of course, everyone has their part to play. Some of us are the more vocal mouthpieces. Maybe we have the history, we have the charisma, we have the fluid linguistic skills, we can make goofy jokes, and we can get the message across to the audience. Other people can help support in their own ways. They can share videos, they can like videos, they can talk with their friends and family if they want a more private life. They can donate, they can do lots of things, but we all need to work together. Of course they're going to go after the source of our income because they perceive that we're going after the source of their income, which a lot of times is government spending, military industrial complex, massive amounts of welfare, refugee settlement money, you name it, affirmative action. They feel that we're going after the source of their income when we start talking about equality before the law, a true free market, letting supply and demand set prices, not having the government regulations choke and claustrophobe everything off that people are trying to do to make a buck. So, yeah, they're retaliating in money wars because they can't match us in the intellectual wars, and everyone has their part to play in helping to fight back. What are you saving your money for? If we lose, if there's increasing censorship, if their First Amendment is lost, if there are useless foreign wars, your money's going to end up worthless anyway. You might as well spend it now in the fight for freedom.
That's right. So many people go, oh, things are bad. I'm going to hoard my money more. You lose it to globalists, you lose everything. That's why this year I've said I'm not even intending to take any profit. For myself as backup money for my family, I'm going to spend everything in expanding and doing everything I can because exactly it's claustrophobic. That's what it feels like. You said it. South Korea has 40 times the GDP of the North. They have incredible wealth. Some of the best medicine in the world, some of the best universities, the most connected group in the world, versus a place that only has two cities that have any light, almost no cars. Don't the people that want affirmative this, affirmative that, understand free market is the engine, never perfect, but it over-delivers 100-to-1 versus collectivism. My God. Don't they understand
well, and
that?
If you look at American foreign policy, right, and the foreign policy of the West, there were a number of totalitarian dictatorships throughout the 20th century where there was a often fractious but generally non-confrontational coexistence. I mean, there were proxy wars and all of that. But if you look at places like Russia was allowed to fall down on its own. And China was allowed to reform itself to a large degree starting in the 90s on its own. Look at extreme socialism that was handed to India after the Second World War under the Raj by all these British-educated socialists. It was allowed to reform on its own. And now you have 50,000 people a month in India going from poverty to the middle class. So there are ways that countries can reform themselves if they're allowed to sort of continue down their path. But if you go in and start blowing people up, it is going to turn a lot of the population against you. It may, in fact, retard any progress. Now, that having been said, I was talking earlier about the ring of power I'm tempted by, Alex. If I had to choose between intervention in Syria, regime change in Syria versus regime change in North Korea, I would choose North Korea every day of the week and twice on Sundays, because I think of the people groaning in these concentration camps, starving to death, afraid to have children, afraid to open their mouths, these weekly self-condemnation situations, these henpecking parties where you're supposed to nag at yourself and nag at everyone else for you didn't polish the dear president's picture enough. And if you could take out that leadership, you know, this is an amoral geopolitical calculation, so forgive me for stepping in this direction, but that is a decapitation politically that could conceivably work in the same way it worked in Japan, in the same way that it worked in Germany. You have a high IQ population that are desperate for freedom.
You're absolutely on target with that. Let's speak, before we get back into the World War III news, all the important stuff, Stefan Molyneux, about feudalism, because the average person just gets caught up in daily life and doesn't study history, so they don't know. The establishment doesn't want people to know, obviously, or they'd be free, and then they wouldn't need these monopolies anymore. But why do elites throughout history create feudalism? They clearly know that it's a monopoly of power, and that that's how they stay in power, and never actually have to perform or compete. I mean, that's what we're up against.
Well, of course, look at the elites and how they were developed throughout most of human history. Most of human history was bloody warfare, was repression, was brutality, was violence. And so who floats to the top in a prison? Well, it tends to be the most violent. And so if you look at the aristocracies around the world, a lot of inbreeding, which you talked about before, and we can look at the Syrian situation where there's, you know, between 30% in the cities and 40% cousin marriage going on in the countries, which suppresses IQ significantly. So the elites, not only are they inbred, but also they have floated to the top, usually through their capacity to commit violence, either directly as the king or on behalf of the king. Who were the nobles? Who were the aristocracy? Those who slaughtered usually the most defenseless peasants on behalf of the king in order to repress people and gain tax revenue. So the elites have been bred for ferocity and have been inbred into some pretty challenging intellectual standards or capacities. So that is an ancient inbred murder cult in a way that has fostered the foundation of a lot of elites in society. And it is a pretty demonic group as a whole.
Keep elaborating on that, because, I mean, again, that's why history is so fascinating for people that haven't looked into it. It's just replete with this.
Yeah, you have to be willing to kill for the king, and the more you kill for the king, and the more revenue you generate for the king, and the more peasants you enslave and conquer for the king, the more you're promoted up in at court. So most of human history is a well-decorated, well-costumed, well-bejeweled mafia. And who rises in the mafia? It's not the nice guy, it's not Barney the dinosaur, and it's not the guy who likes to hug trees. It's the guy who can most efficiently kill or threaten for profit. And because these people were incredibly violent in their origins and in their promotion, they dragged with them a lot of sophists who would help recast the murderousness of the elites as patriotism.
That's right. A bunch of sycophantic artists and people who would then like worship and make the evil look beautiful, just like we see in North Korea.
Well, yes, and of course, just like we see in a lot of government-funded art, which is making the ugly appear beautiful and attempting to corrupt our love of beauty and therefore our love of truth in order to get us to view evil as good, which is the foundation for allegiance to a lot of political elites.
We should show for TV viewers some North Korean art, but anybody can search engine it and pull it up. Stefan Molyneux is our guest. Let's look at some of these headlines. We have China threatening to bomb North Korea's nuclear facilities. We have Google search for World War III hits highest ever. We have price of gold going up on the concerns. We have China's president calling Trump, urges peaceful approach to North Korea. So that's just some of the news we have on that front. More and more, do you think North Korea will back down? Because they're the big wild card. How much control does China really have, Stefan, from your research?
I do not think that North Korea will back down. Power, as we've talked about before, is a very highly addictive drug. And very few people in history have relinquished power voluntarily because it is so addictive. So there's two things that need to be done, in my opinion. And I don't know which one of the right one is. So I'll leave this to you and your listeners to sort of cogitate on. But isolating the country is not going to do any good. You know, one of the things that laid the foundation to World War II was a 70% drop in international trade that came out because of America's protectionism and the rest of the world's protectionism. So, you know, it's an old saying that when goods stop crossing borders, soldiers will start crossing borders. When countries are united in trade, they tend to be going to war less against each other. North Korea, if it remains completely isolated from the world economy, will have no way ever of integrating into the world economy. When it integrates into the world economy, if that's even possible, there's a flow back and forth of goods. And, you know, the last ruler of North Korea was hugely enamored, as a lot of people are, of Western culture. Didn't like the American government or the Western governments, but loved Western culture. If the Koreans, North Koreans, can get access to trade, to goods, to Western culture, there's a chance that an incipient freedom movement might begin to spontaneously arise within the borders of North Korea. Or, you know,
I was about to say, though, they don't have electricity.
That's another possibility. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you're right, but they don't have electricity. They are totally kept away from Western culture. They believe that the world's still in 1947, basically, and have no idea, again, what planet they're on, kind of like a lot of Afghans. And so they just don't understand. That's what brought down the Soviet Union was they could see how we were living, or at least how Hollywood claimed we were. They just have no idea. So we have to come back and talk about how do you break through that? Because, sure, Kim Jong-un's brother was running off to, you know, Disney World in Tokyo, and, you know, Kim Jong-un thinks Dennis Rodman's really cool. They're all obsessed with it. They know how hard. Imagine what it's like for him, though, in his decrepit, horrible, pathetic country. And then he's got hundreds or thousands of channels, and he can see how the rest of the world's living. Imagine how pathetic Kim Jong-un feels. Or does he really like walking around like a little demon, smiling with little piggy eyes?
If you have under-eye bags and want to see them visibly disappear in minutes, go to Plexaderm.com and watch real videos of men and women who applied Plexaderm and saw their under-eye bags and wrinkles disappear in minutes. We know that under-eye bags are created by several factors as we age. But now, we have Plexaderm, a simple, clinically proven cream that works to eliminate these bags from view in under 10 minutes. The instant results are from naturally based silicates from Shell Rock. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing under-eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. The science is incredible, but the results are even better. So if under-eye bags make you look tired and older, your solution is Plexaderm. Plexaderm comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you'll get the results that you see on Plexaderm.com or send it back for a full refund. Try it risk-free by calling 1-800-671-7315. That's 1-800-671-7315.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody knows the captain lied.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows.
All right, Stefan's with us a little bit for the next hour. Then Roger Stone is hosting the fourth hour, popping in to give you a preview of what's coming up. And then we've got Millie Weaver and, of course, Owen Schroyer with the Associated Press talking about UN child kidnapping rings, which the media says don't exist, out of one side of their mouth. And I haven't even gotten into Sean Spicer. Not that the story is important, but how they misrepresent on every front. But I also want to mention the North Korea paradigm with Molyneux, because he is I think, a deep thinker. I don't say that, you know, as a little verbal flourish as a compliment. This is true. Imagine being Kim Jong-un, because I'm a good guy and I work hard and I care about people and I don't have cultural guilt. I still get guilty that I'm smarter than a lot of people. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, I got problems, or that I do have nice things. Even though I don't worship the nice things, I can tell other people feel bad that I have nicer things than they do. And it's just weird when knowledge is really the greatest value. So is it genetic with these dictators and people? It is a hereditary dictatorship. Soon they'll be wearing crowns in North Korea, that Kim Jong-un just looks completely psychotic, like a cartoon character, like the Joker, smiling maniacally with a bunch of crazy people behind him, with a bunch of rotting 1950s crap around them. And then I see the left running around going, we want socialism, we want communism, we want, you know, we want Maoism. And I'm like, the Chinese rejected Maoism, you idiots. I mean, you want some crazy chipmunk ruling over you and you want to work 18 hours a day? I don't understand. So let me ask this question, and we'll come back in the next short segment and get into Spicer and all this. But Stefan Molyneux of FreedomManRadio.com, what do you think's going through these dictators' minds? Or are they just so selfish they don't even care when he's watching how fabulously rich just quasi-free market countries are with all our problems compared to what he's done to his people? How does he psychically, I don't understand consciously he doesn't care, but there's got to be some blood level. Or I guess he is super unhealthy and his dad was unhealthy. I guess, do they not know that there's literally a blowback, not even spiritual. People don't believe in that. They've genetically proven you're doing bad things around you. It's going to, your body doesn't like it. Your body gives you cancer. Doesn't he know that what he's doing is bad?
Well, I mean, this is the question of the conscience. And the conscience is not evenly distributed across the population. There is a combination of genetic and environmental factors that can help produce people who don't have a conscience. This is really, really important for people to understand. We're not all the same. Don't mistake the world for yourself. So you and I and others, we care about the world. We'll take the personal hits to make the world a better place for our kids, for everyone, for the future. And that's because I feel obligated to all of the great heroes and heroines in the past who helped deliver a relatively free world for me to be able to pass it along, add to it, and move it to the next generation, hopefully enhanced. You know, we don't inherit freedom from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. And we need to add to it in the same way we need to protect the environment. But there are studies in England that show if you have a genetic predisposition to a certain kind of psychopathy, to a certain amount of conscienceless behavior, if you're exposed to child abuse, particularly beatings, physical violence, and so on, then 100% of the kids who had this genetic tendency who were exposed to violence became criminals and so on. So there is this capacity, partly genetic and partly environmental. The development of the conscience and of empathy involves 13 complicated parts of your brain all interacting together, and it's a very challenging thing to try and get it into people after the fact. It's like a language window. You know, I don't remember teaching my daughter all the words that she uses, but she just kind of picks them up and starts using them. If you start trying to teach kids at the age of 10 language, they never really pick it up very organically.
That's right. If you put babies in cribs and they're not up next to you, they don't learn empathy. It is spiritual. I mean, whatever you want to call it, there's this deepness, and a lot of people don't get this deepness. If you get the deepness or the place of the Most High, then you're interconnected to everybody, and people are missing that. We'll be back. And it's not like we're on some high horse, folks. We have all the evil thoughts and all the rest of it. It's just that we have the other thoughts, too. We'll be right back with Stefan Molyneux. Powerful.